Hey y'all, welcome to Bookmarked. I'm Nicole, your host for the evening. I'm a high school student who's taking an intro to podcasting class and loves to read, so I figured what better way to spend my time than making a book podcast. Each week we're going to talk about five-star reads, reading niches, and of course, the magic of books. Hey guys, welcome back to Nicole's Bookmark. I'm Nicole, and it's currently April 1st, which means it is time for the March wrap-up. I know everybody's excited because you really should be. And I've read 7 books this month, which, confession time, I thought it was going to be way more because it's spring break and we get 2 weeks off for spring break, which is the nicest thing ever. But I was thinking, I was like, I'm going to be on top of the reading world. I'm going to read so much. That did not happen, but I still did read 7 books. So that's pretty good. Anyway, first book I read was House of Sky and Breath. Gave this a 3-star, and the only reason why it's that high is because my favorite characters came back in the end of the second book. And after I read the third book, it just really annoyed me that she did that because, A, my favorite characters are barely in it, and B, it just felt like a cash grab. Like, she only added these people in so that people would read the Crescent City series, and it's not a good series. Warning ya, it's not good. Like, I wouldn't have read it. I would never have picked this book up without those characters. And it doesn't even feel like a Sarah J. Maas book. It does not. Like, Sarah can entertain me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, left and right, rooting for these people, and the couples seem convincing, and it's always a found family, and you just love, you feel so attached to these characters, and I constantly think back to being, I always think back to my favorite characters, because they are so sweet, and I literally love them, and I feel like Selena Sarathian is my second child, and she's older than me, and way cooler, and has a lot more trauma, but I'm always thinking back, and I'm like, oh, what happens if somebody, I'm like, what happens to Tarison if the third book stuff happens? I expected Tarison to be involved in the third book and it wasn't. Anyway, besides the point, I just feel super attached to her other books. These could not be further from the truth. I hate these characters. The only person who I was reading this for was the characters who came in at the very end. And Lydia. Who else? The thing is, I can't even think of another character that I like in this series, and the side characters were the best part, and I could do without them. The only person who I ever really liked was Lydia, and she carried. She truly did, and she does not get the appreciation that she needed. Anyway, besides the fact, this book was just not good, and the plot of Crescent City is basically this girl named Bryce had a best friend, and she passed away 2 years ago to a murder. And it was very gruesome, and nobody was caught. And then Hunt is, he's basically like a police officer, but a slave police officer. And it's honestly so embarrassing. I do not care. Like, none of these characters seem to be as esteemed. Like, I don't think of them as esteemed as they should be. Like, Throne of Glass, I'm like, those people are the cadre. These people, I'm like, with Therian, I'm like, how are you the captain of intelligence? You can't even do espionage right. Like, you can't even stay quiet. This is not, how are you captain of intelligence? Hunt is the person on the case looking into the murders. And another murder happens exactly like this. Same MO, very gruesome. So his boss, which is the Archangel, puts him on the case to solve the mystery, and he forces Bryce to help Hunt solve the murder because she saw the demon who committed the crime, and demon as in, I don't know why they call them demons, because they really aren't. I think of it as like a wild beast who is black and is very vicious. So basically, they team up to solve this mystery, and the first book is good. I will say the first book it makes sense. There's an emotional connection of why Bryce wants to do this. And then after that, it kind of torpedoes away from the plot and is really stupid and, like, so unrealistic, even in an urban fantasy book. Very unrealistic. So that's why I gave it a 3-star. It would have been 2, but those people did come in. And then after that, I read Binding 13 on a road trip down to Texas. And I don't know why, but I'm always, like, in a romance mood when I'm on a road trip. Shoot the messenger. I don't know. Oh, don't shoot the messenger. But I only read it. I only picked it up because Rachel Catherine, one of my favorite booktubers, read it and liked it. And she's on the third book. And a bunch of other booktubers have read it. So I was trusting them. I always hear good reviews. I did not like it. It's basically about this girl who has a really bad home life. And then there's the guy, love interest. Oh, and they're both in college, but I'm pretty sure it's high school. Because they're 17 and she's 15. I don't really know Ireland. They're just different. And oh, they say Irish slang, and I still don't understand Irish slang. Anyway, the 17-year-old, the guy main character, he like automatically has a crush on her and thinks she's really pretty. And she likes him, but is just like super shy. And I talked about this in my YA hatred rant, that I just don't like characters who are insecure, and she's just super insecure, and it's because she has her own baggage and a bunch of other issues. But I didn't like reading about the issues. I like fluffy books. If I'm reading a romance, it's got to be fluffy. And it was also like 650 pages. So I wrote in my review, I said, take out 200 pages because half of it is just like her inner monologue and just like feeling inferior. And I'm like, girl, you're not inferior. Don't think that. But after that, I actually read Binding 13 in the middle of House in Flame and Shadow because the book was so bad. It was so bad. Don't ever read Crescent City, because the third book, oh my gosh. Like I said, it's the book after House of Sky and Breath. The plot just gets even more chaotic and even more unrealistic, way worse than the second one. And the point of views shifted every 2 pages. So if something good started happening, it would shift. And you couldn't get connected with the characters, and it was so frustrating. And there's so many times when this book seriously put me into a book slump, because it took me 13 days to read. That is so uncharacteristically unlike me. And every time I think about that book, I think of what a monstrosity that was. And it's so unlike Sarah. Sarah, what happened there? Because it feels like nobody even read over this book and was like, yeah, this is awful. And the reviews feel the same way. And the only reason I gave this a 2-star, and it would have been a 1-star, except for my most favorite of favorite characters in the entire... Okay, probably my second most favorite of favorite characters in the entire world. And then probably like my 5th most favorite. And I just, there were so many scenes with my second most favorite character where I was like, you are making this book something, something good. And I just don't understand how there's going to be a 4th book. There has to be, but I don't understand how it could conceptually happen. Anyway, I can't really talk about this book without giving any spoilers. So moving on, I read Fourth Wing. I actually started reading this also while I was reading House of Flame and Shadow because I was so miserable. And I had to pull out the audiobook for that one because I couldn't read it. Anyway, Fourth Wing, I gave 4.75, but honestly, I think it's probably like 4.5. But when I was in the middle of reading it, I would go back and I would see Violet's progress and I'd be like, oh, you're such a baby back then. And it sounds so stupid. When I worked at Starbucks, my coworker was obsessed with this book and she made it sound so cringy, partly because she was really cringy. But how do I describe it without making it look tacky? basically, this girl named Violet, super cool. She has super weak bones. Somebody said it was a chronic illness, which would make a lot of sense. And I thought that once... Okay, I shouldn't say that. But she's forced to go into this college where you learn how to fly dragons. And the casualty rate is probably like 80% of your class dies because you can just go killing people. It's kind of like a bloodbath once you enter. Anyway, it's all about her learning how to fly a dragon. And then there's this greater scheme going on while she is kind of tackling this new change because she was supposed to become a scribe, which obviously didn't work out because she's now flying dragons. But the whole, it's such like an original plot, but also so lame. I do really love it though. And I was so entertained. And that's all I could ask for. Honestly, like that revived me on reading after reading the monstrosity that is House of Flame and Shadow, because everybody was hyping it up. I literally went to the release party at Barnes & Noble for House of Flame and Shadow, and that is what it gave me. I'm sorry. I just like, can we go back to that? It's awful. Anyway, after Fourth Wing, I read one of the Amazon novellas. They got six authors, really popular authors, to write novellas for Valentine's Day, and it was actually so sweet. Like, it was super short and definitely could have been longer, which I don't say that about romance books, but it felt like it should have been like a whole book, and instead it was only 70 pages, which I'm not complaining about. I read it in an hour and it was so sweet. It's about this girl who is a royal. She's a princess of a small country and is in the publicity a lot for, it kind of reminds me of like old Prince Harry when he was young. I hate Prince Harry, but she was kind of wild in her youth. She wanted to become an actor. So the press kind of like latched onto her, and she's in Rome for the weekend doing a bunch of royal duties, and she wants to explore the city. So she trades spots with her assistant. Her assistant goes back to her royal house or her royal country, and she stays the weekend in Rome and wants to adventure. But she accidentally takes sleeping pills and clonks out on the Spanish steps of Rome. And the book is just so wholesome, and I really enjoy it. And it's just like, it reminds me of like an ideal day in Rome. She goes and does all the touristy things. It reminds me of Monte Carlo in, you know, the movie with Selena Gomez. It reminds me of that. Anyway, then I read Iron Flame, and this book, let me just tell you, the main couple in here should not be together. And it frustrated me so much that it like made me dislike the entire book. Oakley has very strong opinions about how much she dislikes the main male character. I, on the other hand, I just don't think that they should be in a relationship, and it kind of ruins the whole book. Because every time they talk, they argue. Besides the point, this is also the second book of the Fourth Wing, and I gave this a 3.5 star because I liked the beginning. That's it. And then, last but not least, I read A Groom of One's Own on the way back to Texas. And this was such a wholesome book. It's a closed-door romance, and it's a marriage of convenience. He's going to get deported back to Canada if he doesn't marry in the next 30 days. And she is a future veterinarian. She wants to be one. She's applying to vet school and needs money. The relationships are real, and then in the background of their minds, they know that it's fake, but it's not brought up, like, heavily. I didn't think. It felt so real to me, and then their relationship was so wholesome. His mom is a very big plot point because she has chronic illness, and she reads a little book club, and she goes, I wanted to name the book club Chronic Ills of Narnia, but they wouldn't let me. And I absolutely love that she said that because I, obviously a Narnian enthusiast, love that book. Lost. When we moved to Colorado, my whole Narnia set got lost. I do not know where it went, but I am Narnianless. And I really want another one. I just want a whole C.S. Lewis's whole discography, because I think he's just such a brilliant writer. And I've only read like 4 of his books, so I want to read more, obviously. Anyway, that was my reading wrap-up. Hope you enjoyed. And don't mind my very romancy month. I've read 3 romance books. No. Yeah. Okay, have a good April. And I don't really know what else to say. Anyway, I hope you all had a good Easter. Easter was yesterday. He has risen. Alrighty, bye.